Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that U.S. producer prices rose faster than expected in April, driven by a surge in food costs. The Labor Department said the producer price index climbed 0.3% after declining 1.2% in March. Food prices rose 1.5% in April, the biggest increase since January of 2008. Food costs rose on a record jump in egg prices, along with soaring prices for vegetables and meat. Analysts had forecast a 0.1% rise in the overall index. Core producer prices, excluding food and energy costs, rose 0.1% in April. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending May 7th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 3.8. Next year, 4.8. Corn this year, 36.9. Next year, 9.7. Soybeans this year, 14.8. Next year, 13.0. And the National Oilseed Processors Association released its monthly crush report for April of 2009. The number came in at 134.115 million bushels. That's down 3.144 million from last month and down 5.851 million bushels from a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 82.96 is up 11, now up 12.5 points. The NASDAQ at 16.72 is up 7.98, and the S&P 500 at 884.41 is up one tick under 0.5 point.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Soll. And, of course, Mike, the question remains, when will producers in the eastern Corn Belt get back in the fields?
Well, Dave, I don't have much in the way of good news for you. We have another round of what could be significant rain in some areas. That's as another cold front sweeps across the upper Midwest. Now, after that, it does look like we have some drying weather, but unfortunately, the dry weather will come with temperatures that will be a little bit below average for a bulk of the corn and soybean belt, and starting out the weekend much below average across the northern portion of the corn belt. Some locations with temperatures as much as 15 to 20 degrees below average to end the weekend and start out early next week. Now, there are signs of a little bit of a warm-up, no massive return of 80-degree weathers for the corn-soybean belt, and it doesn't look like we will be in line for winds that will be beneficial for drying on a long-term basis. We're generally looking at wind speeds that will be less than 20 miles per hour in most cases. Until we get towards the middle of next week, then we could start to see some stronger wind moving across the plains, helping to dry things out. But, of course, as that comes in, will be the next chance of rain. That will be towards the end of next week. The situation after last night's heavy rain, in fact, some locations across Kentucky, Tennessee, down and through northern Mississippi, still seeing a narrow line of heavy rain. But 1 to 3 inch rain totals will be quite common today as we get some of the reports from around the area. Our 24-hour rain total here at the WILL studios was 2.71, And our total for the storm was 3.4 inches, so some very heavy rain. Obviously, the saturated ground, Illinois, there's just not going to be too much activity until middle of next week, and then we'll have that next storm system knocking at the door. So, again, not good news there. Now, there are some areas that could use rain. Hard to believe as we sit here seeing the ditches full and some of the fields ponding up in a big way, but areas across the western portion of the Corn Belt, western Iowa and in through Nebraska, some areas could stand some showers, and it doesn't look like they will see much in the way of rainfall for the next week there. The southern states, the Delta and the Southeast, they'll have a band of showers and thunderstorms moving through. They did have some rain yesterday, not as intense as across the Corn Belt, but they do look for wetter weather conditions for the southeastern states for the early and middle portion of next week. There is a computer model that is indicating a low-pressure area that will develop in the eastern part of Florida next week. And then it's expected to move into South Carolina, track westward, and that could bring some more heavy rainfall across the Delta and the Southeast, and that would set things back there as well. The Delta will start to see some better conditions for field work beginning next week as widespread rainfall across the area into the weekend. Dry conditions for the early portion of next week with scattered showers turning back into the picture. Our friends in South America, they are going to get some rain, beneficial rains for areas that will be preparing for their fall planting season. Across Argentina, they could stand a little bit more rain, a little disappointment on their precipitation amounts that were generally less than a half inch. The nation does need a pretty good soaking. And across Brazil, they did have some pretty significant rainfall there, and rain will continue to fall mainly in southern Brazil with another 1 to 2 inches in some local areas, possibly picking up a little bit more precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 636.5, down 1.5. Last trade down 7. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 573, down 5.75. Last trade down 6.75. July 587, down 1.75. Last trade down 7.5. May corn open at 416.75, down 2.75. Last trade down 2.5. July 425, down 1.5. Last trade down 2.5. December 446, down 1.25. Last trade down 1.75. May beans opened at 11.50, unchanged. Last trade down 10. July 11.28 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade down 6.25. November 9.82, up 1/2. Last trade down 1.5. July soybean meal opened at 352.30, down 20. Last trade down 70. July soybean oil opened at 39.10, down 6. Last trade down 36. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
We have May options futures going off the board today. Going to be any fireworks?
Usually I think we can expect to see it, especially look at the soybeans where we've got a premium for the May to the July. So I'd look for something pretty outstanding there. We'll look right off the bat, I think, at these export bookings, especially on the corn side. Those were just really outstanding. We came in at 37 million bushel old and almost 10 million bushels of new. They were looking on the high side of things at about 38, 39. So we'll be, we would expect to be higher, but look at these outside markets seeing some pressure. So I think we're going to struggle even on the corn, maybe down a penny or two at the outset on corn.
Yeah, it was the outside markets yesterday that really had corn struggling, it seemed to me.
Yeah, it sure did. And we've got the crude oil down again this morning, stocks just slightly higher. So that's going to be a big factor. I mean, Mike just talked a lot about weather and hard to get in the field in this area, but on the big picture, that's not that significant.
Soybean exports, pretty solid, including 13 next year.
Yeah, they were pretty good, and interestingly, again, about a third of that went to China on the old crop and about half to China on the new crop. So we're continuing to see China in the market, maybe dispelling some of the rumors that China's out for a while. Still, these outside markets are probably going to dictate the open. I'd say we'll be about a nickel lower.
How does wheat perform today?
Oh, it'll be weak, I think. We'll be down 5, maybe as much as 8 cents. Export bookings just really, really light there. Demand, overall demand's iffy. Continue to see deliveries there, too.
Mm. What about on the livestock side for the day?
We'll be mixed, probably both on the cattle and the hogs. I would say we'll be up 30 to down 50, something like that, in the hog market. I think this cash rally is just ready to roll over and play dead. On the cattle side, we'll probably be up 20, maybe down 40, something like that. Not a lot of new news in the cattle. We'll be waiting to see how the cash develops.
Thank you very much, Ellen. You have a grand day today. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You can listen to the markets 24/7 on our website. Go to WILLAG.org. There you'll find audio of all our broadcasts. And you can also sign up for our free weekend Ag e-newsletter. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 901.